بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد. We always begin with the praise of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most kind, the most merciful, the benevolent. We send peace, salutations, salawat upon Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma fa salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. We continue with our tazkirah session, wherein we are exploring and look at few verses or pertinent points from the ajza and the chapters and the surahs of the Qur'an that we will recite for the evening. In tonight, in the 12th juz of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning verses dedicates many a reference and many a discussion to the various Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam and all of the atrocities and the oppression of these nations against their prophets. But leading these prophets and leading these incidences is a large portion which is dedicated to Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. The incident of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam is a very lengthy one and a very famous one at that. Most famous about Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam was that Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, after making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the destruction of his people and those who did not bring belief, was to his instruction to build a boat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran makes reference to this in the surah that we will recite tonight, that wherein Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that Nuh alayhi salam, he started building his boat many, many hundreds of miles away from the shoreline, from the coast and the ocean. People used to pass by, and Allah mentions that kullama marra alayhi mala'un min qawmihi sakhiru minh, that each time they pass by him, and literally building this boat miles away from the ocean, hundreds of miles away from the ocean, سَخِرُوا مِنْهُ, they would mock him and they would make jest of this gesture of his. And Nuh alayhi salam's response here is one of relevance. قَالَ إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنِّي, that if you are going to mock me today, then the time will come that the mock and you will be the fool, I at the time, which is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nuh alayhi salam makes mention of this, that the time will come where you will be the fool and I will be the one in ascendancy. Relevant to you and I from this is the following matter, that much of the time we live in an environment which is not conducive to the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is meant by this is that in our day-to-day lives, very often the external symbols of our deen, the sha'air of our deen, that which identifies us as Muslims, our dress code in the case of a male, the beard, the dress code of the sunnah, in the case of a female, the hijab, the niqab, and these type of external symbols always become the primary targets, the primary targets of mocking, of belittling, of undermining, and of criticism. How we respond to this criticism, Nuh alayhi salam, in a sense, leaves a lesson for us. That lesson is that he did not deter and move away from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of this criticism. Had he left the instruction because people were mocking and jeering him, that you are building a boat miles away from the ocean, and he, on account of the pressure that he faced, that he left this instruction of Allah, then what would have been the outcome? But on the contrary, he persisted. The instruction of Allah, the instruction of the deen is clear in this regard, that Allah wants you to do what you do, whether the environment is conducive, whether the environment is conducive to it or not. And often we find two responses, by and large, from those who are in such situations, that either they leave it all together. that they leave, a person leaves following the command of Allah because of societal pressure, because of peer pressure, at times because of political pressure for those who are career politicians. And like this, they leave the instruction of Allah. This would be foolhardy, as Nuh alayhi salam's response is here. Second response often is that it's not left altogether, but there is a dumbing down of it. There is a version that is presented that's not the original version that's presented in the deen. So where is the instruction of hijab, the instruction of segregation, the instruction of cutting and growing a beard? These instructions have a clear-cut instruction in the nusus and the texts. But many a time, because of such pressures, there is a dumbing down of this. And then it comes forth in the way of modest fashion, that it's not really representative of the Quran ideal of what is hijab, but rather a commercialization of this, which now becomes a dumbing down of the version. And all of this is purely due to the same, that because it cannot be carried out as per the instruction, injunction of the Quran, and it, because of such pressures, all of this is either left altogether, or there is a very simplified, watered down version of this that is practiced upon. Nuh alayhi salam leaves the response here, that irrespective of what the reply, irrespective of the situation, the command of Allah shall not be sacrificed, whether it's in the wisdom of those instructed to do it, or whether it's in the wisdom of those who are around. The instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always reign supreme and will always demand it be fulfilled its justice. May Allah give us understanding. We can straighten our sufuf, inshallah.